On the 104th anniversary of the Mexican Revolution, it is the sound of protesters being heard in the streets. That's in Mexico City. The disappearance and possible savage murders of 43 teachers in training hauled off by government officials in the city of Iguala, who turned them over to the brutal drug cartel assassins, has become a focus of national politics in Mexico. Fronteras reporter Lauren Madelon traveled to the city of Ojinaga in the state of Chihuahua, where violence from faraway Iguala is very familiar. Chihuahua's residents, who have long been used to living in a brutally violent state, are finally feeling bonded in what's beginning to look like a national movement. Lauren, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John. Good to be with you.
So what's it like in the places that you visited there in Chihuahua?
Well, there's a sense of hope, and there's a sense of desperation at the same time. Hope that perhaps the revulsion that Mexican society is feeling right now will translate into hope for political reform, for political change, for a meaningful approach to the decoupling of organized crime and the political class.
Are the people of Ojinaga disillusioned with the government?
I think they are. You know, Ojinaga is a sepia-toned border town that at first glance doesn't look like very much. You peel back the layers, you realize that this was the seat of revolutionary fervor. 100 years ago, the famous Battle of Ojinaga took place, led by Pancho Villa. It was a critical turning point in the Mexican Revolution. And so there is a certain political awareness here that you don't find in other cities in Chihuahua. But I think what's happening right now is a realization that people can feel empowered to stand up and speak out. And surprisingly, it might seem to outsiders, that has not always been the case. But the revulsion over a case in Iguala in central Mexico, in the state of Guerrero, resonates here because there have been so many similar incidents, mass disappearances, mass killings, alleged ties to the government, that they understand what the people in central Mexico are going through. And clearly across the entire Mexican Republic, John, that feeling is also being felt. I spoke to many people who were celebrating Dia de la Revolucion, the 104th anniversary of the Mexican Revolution. They were very much proud of their country, but they're also very disillusioned. I spoke to 35-year-old Jose Grijalda. He has two children. He's a hardworking guy. He's an example of the very middle class that the current Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, likes to champion, who he says the focus should be on instead of being on bloodshed and the drug war. And he says, Jose Grijalda, that he's extremely disillusioned right now.
Before it was, oh, the narco's doing this, we have the government. You know, the government is going to do something about it. You know, we realize it's not. They're not. One side is the government. The other side is the narcos. And on the other side is our army. And we don't know where to go now.
So Jose Grijalda is, an insurance salesman, as you point out. He's a member of the middle class who might be quiet in certain circumstances like this, not necessarily political. So if he's speaking out, what's the word on the street?
The word on the street is that people are waiting. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And the reason I say that is because there has been revulsion earlier this summer. The army is accused in a massacre. About 4 years ago, a famous poet's son was murdered after being kidnapped in a very high-profile case. After each of these incidents, John, there have been people speaking out, but it's tended to fade away. It has faded away from certainly the headlines in Mexico and definitely in the rest of the world. This time it's different. People feel that protests are mounting. It's day after day after day, caravans descending on Mexico City. There was a seminal incident where the Mexican Attorney General, Jesus Murillo Caram, ended a news conference where he said, "Ya me cansé, I'm tired." And that triggered a viral response through social media where people said, "We are tired. We are tired of a government that will not protect us. We are tired of a government that took a month to arrest the alleged mastermind, the alleged intellectual author of this crime, that is the mayor of the city of Iguala, and his wife." And now his wife is also a suspected cartel operative. She's had two brothers murdered in recent years, allegedly at the hands of cartel rivals. So the idea that this was a surprise that this mayor would be involved and his wife allegedly involved in these murders is met with disdain on the street, because they're saying we could have predicted this. The other important note here, John, is that the mayor and his wife were representatives of the left, of the PRD. So this crime has sort of laid to waste any notion that the left might somehow rescue Mexico from its current crisis.
And people on the street are saying that, you know, this is a moment of truth and that from here on things change. I mean, that many times people have said that, but there's a real sense of authority in some of the voices that you spoke with.
I would like to bring up and tell you about a gentleman that I met. He's a 23-year-old, educated, upwardly mobile Mexican. His name is Salvador Vasquez, and he addressed that point directly, John.
I think for the first time in some years, we all Mexicans are united, and this is not going to go away like other movements. That's a big thing because it's not very easy to get a Mexican angry, you know? And united, and now we are.
And that's a really important point. He says it's not easy to get a Mexican angry and united, and now we are. And you asked him at one point, and it was a very emotional response, what he thinks this crime is a symbol of. Let's listen to that.
Injustice, pain, fear.
And he's nearly crying there, right, Lorne?
He is. And you know what, John? He's crying for his country out of desperation, and he's crying for his country out of a sense of hope. I think that obviously there are many like-minded people across Mexico who are fellow travelers. They hope with everything in their heart that this movement will not dissipate as so many following other incidents of bloodshed in Mexico have.
Well, charting a difficult and challenging and possibly politically violent future for the state of Mexico, Lorne Madelon is reporting from the city of Ojinaga in the state of Chihuahua, where Iguala's crimes are very familiar, and this national movement to figure out how the government can get its credibility back is very much on the street. Lorne Madelon, thanks so much.
You're welcome, John.
Lorne Madelon is a reporter for Fronteras, a collaboration of public radio stations along the Southwest focused on the U.S.-Mexico border.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.